Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Is calling due time after dark. Okay. Well, one moment. I forgot where I was. Okay, excuse me. Tonight I am so excited because we are interviewing Gregory Littan. Oh my God! If I messed up on his name, I'm very, 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 very sorry. But he's here now. He's been on dates. He's been on so many really good shows like Entourage, Criminal Minds, Hot Guys with Guns. Here he is, and he's so cute and handsome, you guys. I should not say that, but it's the truth. So, hey, Gregory, it's Carly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I just hope I didn't screw up your last name, and if I did, I really apologize. Really.
It is completely fine. Did you see the way you say it is there? It's Zarian.
Okay, so you've been in the business for so long. I mean, if I gave everyone everything you've been in, then our time will be up. So yes, you've been in a lot of things that I wasn't even aware you were in, which is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, you were great in Venice. You were really good in Venice. I really enjoyed you in that. You were...
Thank you. I love Venice. Venice is one of my favorite jobs.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, Venice, I mean, it's nice to give, you know, actors who are not working in daytime at the moment all these rubbies, if you ask me, because I think, well, you guys need jobs too. And, you know, I just think these web series are awesome, and I think they are very good for, you know, the actors and the fans and everything. So, and you were all my two favorite soaps, by the way, so thank you for that. I'm trying to remember. It's been, like, killing me all day. You were on Days.
I was on. Days, and I was also on General Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital. Who did you play? Because I, for the life of me, I remember seeing your face. Okay, your face is so easy to remember. But for the life of me, I cannot think of the character you played. Do you remember?
Do I remember who I played?
Yes, because I
do. You know what? I do. I do.
I
do remember
who
I played.
I played. So I'm upset with myself. So,
it's okay. I played a character named Julius, and I was Kate's best friend. Kate was played by Megan Ward. It was about 10 years ago.
Oh my God. Now I remember. Okay. Now I remember. Oh. Yeah, you were great. I mean, on the 8th. I wish I will have you back in another role just because I wanted to be. And, you know, how was working there? Because I love the New Hospital. That's like my number one soap at night. I was.
General Hospital was fantastic. They were really, really kind to me. What was really great is when I got to set, I didn't even have to audition. They just offered me the role. And the day that I got to work, I had not watched the show for a very long time. So when I got there, Megan Ward, who was playing Kate, she's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So we were super happy to see each other. We hugged and kissed and couldn't have been happier. and we had to be best friends in the show, and the directors and writers and producers had no idea that we knew each other. So we had this amazing relationship already. And
that
I got to work with
awesome.
It was, and then I got to work with Maurice Bernard, of course, who plays Sonny, and what was great about that is, you know, Sonny's character is this mafia guy, and, you know, the character doesn't like to be touched by men, so I play this over-the-top fashion designer, and the actor Maurice let me do what I had to do. He let me rub his shoulders. He just said, go for it, and we really, him and I even had this relationship on screen that he kind of needed me to get the girl. So it was a very generous acting environment because I believe actors play tennis, and Megan mm-hmm. and I are friends. So we played great tennis, and then Maurice, who I still see to this day, we give each other a hug and a kiss, and you know, he's super, super supportive. And when he wrote his book last summer, his book came out last summer about mental illness, I promoted the crap out of it because I think we all deal with some type of mental illness. Even if you wake up and you're having a bad day, that's something. And he really opened up the conversation to it. So I'm a huge fan. I'm forever grateful for him telling his story about being bipolar and taking lithium and just doing what he can to be here and stay present and get to the other side of what mental illness is. So everything was great, and I'd love to be back on the
yes.
show.
And I just have to correct you on one little capet of your history. Yes, people think he's a mobster, okay. But he's a coffee importer who happens to be the mob boss of Pozos. Who so happens when someone needs to be cured? It's like him and Jason do not wake up and say, let's see who we are going to kill today. No. They only go out for people that try and take their family or their friends down.
Sure.
So I just, yeah. I just, Sonny, you know,
Sonny, Sonny Corinthos does what Sonny Corinthos has to do to get it done.
Exactly.
Period.
And you, so you say that you are friends with him still, right?
We're friendly, yeah. I mean, you know, I reached out to him and I said, hey, like, here's the thing. I have friends. I don't know if you watch any of the Real Housewives. Do you watch any Housewives?
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Do you
watch?
I can't believe I'm a mini on air, but yes, I do. I'm bad.
Do you watch
yes.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember a couple
yes.
of years ago, Kathy Waukele was on the show, Teresa's cousin?
Yes. I do.
They are,
yeah.
We're really, really close, and they're a family to me. And Kathy's husband, Richie, his sister, Christine, really loves Maurice. So I called Maurice, and I said, hey, can you do me a favor and just send me a note to Christine? And he did that. He's that kind of guy. He sent me a very fun little video for her, and then we texted it to her, and it, you know, he's just one of the good guys. As much as he plays what he plays, he's a sweetheart.
Because Maurice Bernard is on my list, has been on my list for 11 years, Gregory, and he is like my heart of General Hospital. He, you know, I love him so much. My co-host, Maggie, who cannot be here, I mean, my host, Maggie, that cannot be here today, watches every episode that he's in. And if he's not in that day, she will delete it and be mad and throw something at the TV. And she's going through MS, and at the same time, she had a stroke. And my goal has been for, you know, to get Mom maybe on the show, and maybe both of you could, maybe you could talk to him about maybe both of you coming on for like a mental illness episode. Would you help me there a little? Cause like
you
I
know
said,
if there's
mental...
what I can do though. Well, because here's the thing, I would never want to interrupt what his platform would be, but I will absolutely do the introduction to it, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that you want to know what? Because here's the thing. He wrote this great book, and his book is all about mental illness and his struggles. And, you know, I believe, you know, to write a book and be that open about it and be that present with it and share everything that he's gone through, I think, you know, I wouldn't want to take away any of that. You know what I'm saying? His book is called Nothing. Yeah, it's called Nothing General About It.
Oh, yes. I read it four times. Maybe my host, Order Three Books, if that can tell you what a big fan he is. I had to stop her from ordering another book because she was going broke over mall. And I'm like, okay, you got three books. Why aren't you ordering another one? And she goes, because I have to help him with the book sales. I'm like, sweetie, believe me, this is going to be a New York Times bestseller. Don't worry. And it was. So,
it was.
Yeah, I mean, you could make the introduction. I would appreciate it so much because, you know, he is so good. I don't want to say the poster child for mental illness, but I would love to talk to him about that because with this hope and, you know, us staying home during COVID and all this, I watch every state of mind, and I believe that everyone, you know, always, you know, struggle with something. And I especially think now would be a great time to have him on if that was possible. And also just for, you know, Nadia is on here too, so yes.
Hi.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's good to put the voice to the face, and it's a pleasure that we have It's a pleasure that we've been doing what we've
been
doing on Twitter.
Yeah, you've been cheating behind my back. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Nadia. I'm kidding.
Hey.
But can I
kidding.
Say something? Here's the great thing about the way we're cheating on you is we're open about it, so there's no surprises.
Yeah, at least you guys are open about you cheating, but...
You know, when you cheat, it's a secret, but we've been very forthright about all of this.
Yeah,
exactly. We've been
posting
and everything.
I know, but I just love to give my host a really hard time when I can, because who and I... We're so great together. It's scary sometimes that we think so much alike. But my question was, when you did Entourage, which is another great TV show. I love Entourage. Why did they have to make it go bye-bye? How was that? Because I love Entourage.
You know what was great about that is Rex Lee is an acquaintance of mine. He's always very, very sweet to me. So when I got to set, and here's the thing, when I auditioned for it, I didn't get the job until like 3 months later. So I totally forgot about me auditioning for it. Excuse me. So we shot across the street from the Pantages Theater at Delphine's restaurant. And when I got there, I saw Rex, and you know, he's the kind of guy, you know, he plays Jeremy Piven's assistant. He's the kind of guy that is just what you see is what you get. And he hugs and kisses you and very, very sweet. And, you know, I didn't realize how iconic the show was until after the show aired and it went off the air. I am part of Entourage history. It's one of, you know, it's Entourage. And when I went in for my tape, when I went in to do the table read, Mark Wahlberg was there and I went, are you... Mark Wahlberg's my boss. Like, oh my God, Marky Mark is right. Like, I had a fan moment. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that is Mark Wahlberg. And he was super sweet, and everybody was really, really nice. And, you know, it was such a great atmosphere. And Jeremy Piven and I had our scene together. And, you know, he's a professional, Jeremy Piven. You know, he... he kind of kept to himself a little bit, and when it was time to work, we worked. We worked really hard, and I keep on getting stopped, like, hey, aren't you James? I get stopped for Entourage all the time. Like, aren't you James on Entourage? I'm like, I am. So it was great to be part of that, and I got to work with some really cool people.
I got hooked on it because my older brother watched it all the time, and I told him you were coming on, and he goes, okay, who else don't you get? I'm like, okay, fine. Be jealous of you, little sister, with her being famous, fine, I don't care. But, yeah, he got me hooked on Entourage, which was a great show, and I think they should bring him back. They got a reboot. I really, you know, think that. And you were also on Rebels, too, so... being on Entourage, and then you were on Revenge. But I love Revenge. I still don't know why they had to go and make that show go away either, but, you know, they did because they are mean. But, yeah, how was that?
Revenge was amazing. I'll tell you about Revenge. I got there at 5:30 in the morning. It was an 18-hour day. I was sent straight to hair and makeup, and a woman's hand came over, and she said, hi, my name is Madeline Stowe. And, you know, she played the villain. She played Victoria. And I was a plot twist in the season, and a guy played my husband, and we met, and him and I still have become the dearest of friends. It was an amazing experience because there was a moment where we had to wait for a long time, and they gave us all actors' chairs, and I was sitting with Emily Van Camp. I was sitting with her, who's now her husband, Josh Bowman. I was sitting with Madeline Stowe and just the cast of Revenge. And they treated me like I was family the entire day. But here's what I want to say about Madeline Stowe. It was one of the last scenes of the day, and we had a long shot. And a long shot is when you have to do no close-ups, so you have to do full-body shots. And Madeline looked at the director, and she said, hey, I just want to make sure that I'm giving Gregory his eye line. So here's the thing that I want to say about that. She's a pro. She remembered my name. She made me feel just as important as one of the series regulars, and she treated me like an equal. It wasn't like, oh, he's here one day, who cares? She treated me like a big cast member, and I will never forget that. And then when I was wrapping out, they were doing another shot, and I got stuck in a corner by Emily Van, next to Emily, and I had a crush on her during Brothers and Sisters. So it was actually kind of cool to look at her and go, okay, I know we just worked together, and I know that, you know, we had fun and we played. I said, but I kind of have, like, a really big crush on you, and I'm kind of shy right now. And she couldn't have been sweeter. She couldn't have been more lovely. And, you have a crush, like, with Venice the Series. I had a crush on Crystal when she was on Days. So to work with the people that you are fans of and that you have a crush on, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like pinch me. I can't believe, you know, I got to interrogate Crystal's character on Venice. And at one point she looked at me as we were running lines and she goes, what? And I said, you're Crystal Chappelle. She goes, I know. And I said, I'm interrogating you. She goes, well, no, you're not me, but she got it. And it's super charming and super sweet when the people that you respect and have a crush on or want to work with are just so kind and sweet back, and there's this mutual respect, and you know, the better we all do, the better the show does. And all we're doing is getting paid to tell a story, and how lucky for me that I get to tell stories with such great people.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know how you feel, because when Kristoff St. John, when I first started, I had a huge crush on him. Still do, even though he's in heaven. I was on Twitter one night, and this guy, I was just thinking, oh, he's never going to say yes to me. He's never going to say no. He said yes to me in 5 minutes. And then since my show was so new, we didn't have callers that night. And we were on the air for almost 2 hours, just him and I talking about everything. And he always came back, same as Jaleti Peck. They both, you know, are my two TV husbands, so I know what you mean. I know exactly what you are talking about with that. You know, it was just, you know, really easy for both of those two guys. And Nadia, I don't want to hog all the questions. I mean, I know he's
you're fine,
but I know it would be very, you know, disrespectful of not letting you ask. Even though you've been cheating on me, but I will let you ask him a lot of questions. See, I'm being nice.
Okay. I love that I'm being fought over. Go ahead.
Don't you love it? She's so funny. I'm like, what is she talking about here?
Yes.
So thank you so much, Gregory, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. So I do have a couple of questions. So,
no, thank you. First of all, let me say this. Thank you to Marcos Papadatos, hashtag Power Journalist, for introducing us. One of the most generous people I met last year in 2020 during lockdown.
Yes,
he's amazing.
I was introduced to him by Gregory Martin from the Bay, and.
Yeah.
You know, hats off to them, Gregory and Christos, in their new season. Apparently, there's twins, and I'm an identical twin. So, yay to anything that says twins and all their success. But, yeah, Gregory, during the Emmys, Emmy conversation, just mentioned Marcos. And from the minute we met, he has been generous, kind. You know, he's younger than me. He's just a man that... keeps his word and says what he means and means what he says. And, you know, he's very, very generous, and I'm very, very grateful to him. And I'm grateful that he did our introduction, so wanted to give him some love.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He said he would try and call in tonight if he had time. So, yeah, I talked to him like 30 minutes ago.
He's one of the good ones. Okay, so go ahead, ask me a question. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm sitting down.
Okay, so of all the roles that you have played, do you have a favorite?
You know, I have a couple favorites, but what I want to say is, I think the one that comes to mind, and then I'll share another one if you're okay with that, is
no.
It's from Venice the Series. It's the one that I was nominated for. It is, you know, playing an identical twin. Is something that, of course, is in my heart, so I'm grateful for all of that. But to play a character that is bullied, to play a character that, you know, gets to come onto a platform and talk about what it's like to be bullied and to actually... You know, Nate was a sweet kid that just happened to have his ass kicked because he was different. And, you know, the character that I played in season 5, Nick, you know, they're just, you know, here's why I'm grateful for that and why it means so much to me is when we filmed the show, we didn't know that a year later or whatever, we would be in a global pandemic and there would be a lockdown. We hadn't, I mean, who knew?
Right.
You know, the last pandemic was in 1915 and, you know, the Spanish flu. So to be given this great part and to play twins and then to work with such great people and, of course, spend time with Crystal, but then to be in a storyline of my boss was bullied, I'm then getting bullied by her, and then I'm the one that gives her the hand to set her free, per se. And I don't want to give anything away because it's such great storytelling. I want everyone and anyone to watch all 6 seasons because it's so good. That's one of the ones that means the most to me because then I then got to become part of this great platform called Free to Love. For your viewers, please just look up on Instagram, Free to Love. It's just about celebrating who you are and having a place for people that aren't being celebrated to go. Because I believe that, you know, we are all born being loved and lovable. The only thing that changes is the crap that we believe or the way that other people that are struggling treat us. So it's one that has meant the most to me. And then I have a movie that is coming out this spring called 86 Melrose Avenue. And it goes back to what we were talking about in regards to mental illness. And it's about an Army guy that suffering from PTSD and holds 10 of us hostage in an art gallery. And it is intense. You will cry. You will laugh. It's a movie that's on the edge of your seat. And why I'm so inspired by it is because we talk about mental illness. And we just get dark and dirty and down with the truths of what that is. So that is my answer.
Awesome.
Let me just say this, though. Every part I've ever played, I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. And if anybody ever said, hey, will you come back to do blah, 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 in a heartbeat. Because every day on a job, it's like being on a playground. I get to be part of the series, The Family Business, and we're shooting season three now. And I'm in charge of the Assassin's Guild. So I get to play this thug. That, you know, and I'm not the typical thug. I'm the, you know, I'm the calm guy that just gives orders. And
right.
I'm so nice that it's disturbing. So, every job I have I'm grateful to play in the sandbox of actors. And, when people have asked me, what's your best job or your favorite job? You know, every job to me is Disneyland. Just sometimes I get to go to the front first.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry, I'm a talker, so I went far too long on that answer, but that was
awesome. No, that's fine. That's what we like to
we
hear.
Love
it's fine.
Believe us. We love tacos on the show because, sometimes they don't want to talk and it's like pulling teeth and not that way. So it's easy. It's like an easy interview for us. So, and we've been so excited having you on. That's all us two have been talking about all last night. we were up super late. Well, I was. I don't know about. Well, yes, he was too.
I was too.
Yeah, and we are 3 hours apart, so it probably will make it, because he's in Boston, I'm in Seattle.
And I'm in California. Perfection.
Yeah. I have a question about California, why? Before we let the others on, if we do let the other guys on today, depending on how I'm feeling, Nadia, if you talk me into it, I will see. But with the COVID-19 stuff, I know TV series are coming back, but are they coming back fast? Because, the soaps were shut down until last January 20th. So with the primetime shows and stuff and the movies, is it going to be harder for them to come back? Or do you know if TV shows like that are already coming back? Because there's a lot of repeats going on right now on TV.
A lot of the shows are in production. If somebody gets COVID on the set, they shut production down for a couple weeks. They're very it's really important for people to just pay attention to other people. Wash your hands, wear your mask, get tested, don't, socially distant. And it's an easy request, but a lot of people just don't follow that request.
Exactly.
So one person can bring down an entire production. The Family Business, I basically had to – I was tested 4 times, and then the day that I got to set, 5 times. And – if I got to my job and I had COVID, I wasn't working. So it's my job to socially distant, wear my mask, pay attention, wash my hands, do the right thing. Because if I got a test, then it could turn into somebody else getting sick. If I had COVID or whatever. And that's a lot to put on someone or a production. So the simple part is just do what you got to do. We all want to work, and I miss my job. I miss all of it.
Yeah. I just think I never dreamed, because Seattle was one of the first cases to come out last year, and I never dreamed we would be in this long. Seattle really hasn't opened really up that much. I mean, they are beginning to, but then we close back down. So, and I'm just afraid because of last night being the Super Bowl, I don't know, I'm just kind of scared because I don't know what that is going to bring for people. And, you know, I was just thinking, I'm like, come on, people, please, let's get out of this. I want to go on vacation before I'm, you know, dead. You know,
well, first of all, no, because I'm going to block that. You're not going to be dead. We're going to get you on vacation. My niece,
no,
actually.
I know, but I haven't been anywhere since 2019. I haven't been anywhere.
Well, the more people that wear their mask and take care of themselves and do their thing, and whether or not they want to get vaccinated or not, if we just stand side by side, I believe, and just figure it out and get through this, then you'll get on a holiday. What I was going to say is my niece worked at the Super Bowl, and a majority of the people that we thought we saw were cardboard cutouts. It was very socially distant. It was very set up strategically to give the feel of people there, but also very safe.
Exactly. And, you know, we love you, and I know I should be bring on the boys just because I'm being nice today.
Yes, we do. We absolutely love having you on here, and we love all
your
actions.
And you have to come back. You have to come
I would
back.
Love to come
Marty
back. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
We're coming like a post five for you, but all I got to say is, yes, you're right about the housewives. You are totally right. You know, I think that's a really good franchise, and, you know, I love the New Jersey, like you said, but I've been watching the LA one, and I just think that there's been so many casting things in there that it's just fun to watch, you know, like a train wreck. Like, I want to see a train wreck, and probably that's why I'm watching it. But, yeah, let me see. Okay, fine. I will bring on David because, yeah. Hey, David.
Hi, Gregory. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Florida. It's
hi, David,
cool down
Florida.
Here.
How is Florida?
It's been cold last week. It's getting warm up now. So
that's awesome.
Said, yeah, so, yeah. yeah, but I'm going crazy with the COVID, too. We got COVID cases down here. I didn't I'm doing well. So, you've been on some of my favorite shows. Bones. What was I working on Bones?
Oh, Bones was great. I was on one of the last seasons. Do you know who Lena Waithe is?
Yeah.
Lena Waithe, she was she won an Emmy. She was one of the first black writers that won an Emmy. And she is now all over everything. And she wrote my episode. And I played a psychic. And I played opposite Cyndi Lauper. And what I hated about that was she talks about my character constantly, but I never got to work with her. She was there every day that I wasn't. So I kind of feel like I have a Cyndi Lauper connection, but I don't. But it was one of the favorite, one of my also favorite jobs. I played a guy named Anthony Taylor, the psychic, that was accused of killing his partner.
Yeah, I remember. That
was very, very fun. It's a great show.
I know that. I agree. It's big. It got canceled, too. It was a great show. I agree with you. And Dave, how are we life on Dave? What are you playing on Dave?
Say it again. I'm
Dave's
so sorry.
Alive. You appeared on Dave's Alive. What were like doing that show? Dave's Alive.
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, Days of Our Lives. I played on that a long time ago. I played a character named Brent Anderson. And I was one of Jennifer's first, like, it means I'm super, super old. I played one of Melissa Reeves, John Aniston's, John Aniston, who I met when I first started the job. I played Missy Reeves' boyfriend, Brent Anderson. And when I walked in on my very first day, I met Jennifer Aniston's dad, John Aniston. We hung out quite a bit, and we became very, very great acquaintances, and they were an awesome cast to work with. And they were very, very kind, and I'm grateful for my time on the show. I wasn't great at the time, so it was a learning experience. But, it's a good – I mean, look how many years they've been on. They've been over 51 years. So I'm super grateful and proud of being part of that show.
I remember you on there. I've been watching Dave for over like 35 years. I remember your character on there.
Thank you. So. I'm glad somebody remembers me.
I don't know about 35 years.
I remember you when you were on Dave. I was little, but I do remember when you actually was on Dave's. And I told my grandma you were coming on, and she remembers you. She's been watching Dave since day one. So, yeah. Yeah, you were on in 1986. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense.
Oh, my God.
And let me go back real quickly to your comment about Bones. Cindy Lauper's character was Avalon Harmonia. It was her.
Yes,
she'd been on there a few times. Yeah, she was great. I wish I had spent time with her because I bumped into her once when I was in New York City. I was with my twin brother, and I'm such a fan of hers that when we were walking on the Upper West Side and I bumped into her, I kind of spooked her because I'm like, oh, my God, you're Cindy Lauper. She's like, I know. Yeah, so I had another one of those moments where you get to spook the people that you really love and enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, my last question is, do you have a favorite movie you can watch over and over again? Do you have a favorite movie you can watch over and over again? A favorite movie?
Is there a favorite movie that I'll watch over and over and over again?
I still watch Cosby, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a movie from I was just talking about this. My favorite movie that I will watch over and over and over again, it's an old movie. It's called Somewhere in Time. It stars the original Superman, Christopher Reeve, and it stars Jane Seymour, and it's a love story. And the beautiful. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The music is stunning. It's my all-time favorite movie. But what was so beautiful about that and how serendipitous this is, the gentleman that directed the episode that I was on for Bones directed that movie.
Yeah, wow.
Jeannot Schwartz,
awesome.
And I had no idea. So, I'll tell you this. I was so happy to not know that when I was filming because I did my research, but I didn't go enough down on the IMDb page for him, so I never saw it. And I'm such a fan that it just didn't connect to me. I would have been starstruck because that is too date. Even when I met Jane Seymour, which she probably thinks I'm very freaky, because I'm like, oh, my God, will you be my Elise McKenna and I'll be your Richard Collier? Yeah, so I am. It was a very, very special moment for me at that time.
Awesome. I'm big in the classic psychological thrillers, horror films. I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. Love the cycle. I think I've seen all his movies. I love the classic movies, too.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for asking my question. I appreciate it. You know, you want to come back
anytime. No, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for letting me feel important.
Yeah. So, David, I'm going to put you on hold. And Bobby, you're all here.
Hey, Gregory.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. So, am I calling you? Back.
Bobby, do you have
Bobby, you're fading.
Bobby, you're
fading
away from us.
Okay, well,
yeah,
Bobby's
fading.
I call in a bit
Oh, gosh, Bobby.
Hello?
I'm losing you, Bobby.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, Bobby, you might have to call back in because the phones are not connecting.
It's fading.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on for a minute.
Wait, there you are, Bobby. You're good. Stay where you are.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Okay. All right, sorry. Sorry about that. Anyways, I watched the entire Entourage series on Netflix because I was late in the game with HBO, and I just started to watch it after I saw the movie. Which brings me to my question, how come you wasn't in the Entourage movie, or was you asked, or was there a small part that I didn't even know it?
Okay, first of all, I love you for that question. I wish I was. You know, friends of mine were in the movie. Greg Louganis, the Olympic diver, is a friend of mine, and
yeah.
He was in the movie. You know, my character just stayed in the restaurant, James, the manager of the restaurant. I think that's pretty much all I can say. I wish I would have carried through with the boys, but they kept me there. And what's interesting is it was called Bobby Flay's Restaurant. So I they kept me there, and that's my story. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Let me say this, though, about Entourage. I have an older brother who called me after I aired, and he was asking me, because his friends were calling him and asking for things from set, like, hey, did you get anything from set, because my friends want this and that. I'm like, you've never called me once in 20 years about one acting job I've done. All of a sudden, you hear I'm on Entourage, and you're now interested if I got something from set? Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And one more question. Were you on at the same time that Mandy Moore, who is now on This Is Us, was on in a recurring role, or was this after or before?
Oh, you mean in regards to Entourage?
Yeah.
I don't think I was on with her at the time.
Yeah, because I know that she's a big star now thanks to This Is Us and thanks to her music that she's had over the last 20 years or so.
Are you a fan of hers?
Actually, I had the first CD, but I love her on This Is Us, but I also seen her on Entourage.
You know who I was with? On the episode I was saying to the girls you heard earlier was that, you know, being at the table read, I was very, like, I looked over and there was a Mark Wahlberg, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're my boss. I was on an airplane with Ileana Douglas. She played Marcy on the show, and we were on a flight. We sat next to each other for, you know, 5-6 hours. We chatted. I was a fan of hers anyways, but we didn't really talk about the business. And the day that I walked into the table read, she was there, so it was really great to hug and kiss somebody because, you know, you want to make it look like you have been in the business and that you know people. So it was very fun on that. Perry Reeves, who plays Mrs. Ari, like I said earlier, Rex Lee is very sweet to me, who plays Lloyd. Perry Reeves, who played Mrs. Ari, is wonderful to me. Every time I was almost on a series with her about a year and a half ago. She's sweet. She's very, very sweet. She's always really, really, really generous and kind. It was the series Famous in Love that I was almost done guest starring with her in. Yeah, she's awesome. She's a great girl.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll let the girls wrap up the interview unless we have another caller. And I'll just wanted to say it was great talking. And hopefully once things get back to normal, you will see a lot more of you on TV or in the movie.
No, you will see a lot more of me. Please check out the series, Venice the Series, because it's streaming online. It's a great series. And then also there's a movie that comes out in about 2 months called 86 Melrose Avenue. As I said earlier, it's a hostage thriller directed by a female powerhouse named Lily Mata. And there's some really, really, really great people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
Lily's awesome.
I have a question. Yeah, before I go, will that be available for on-demand, or will that go to theaters, or will it be both?
You know, she's looking for a theatrical release, and I think, I mean, look what happened yesterday with the Super Bowl. You know, I'm good with sitting in a theater with, like, you know, if I have to be with half cardboard cutouts and half audience and it's all, you know, safe and, you know, even if I have to wear a mask and go back to the experience, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let the girls wrap things up, and I'll hopefully come back to the show real soon. And like I said, you're welcome back, and it's great to have you on the show.
Okay. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Be safe out there.
All right. You too.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah. Of course, we want you back anytime. And since, you know, Nadia knows how to get a hold of you, Lily. so we said, it's good.
I love the fact that people called.
We are.
I know, me too. I think it's cool.
I get excited. Like, what? Thank you.
You know, I thought we would get more calls, but you know what? I think what screwed us over was, okay, it's 5 o'clock here, dinner time. Kind of, but 8 o'clock on the East Coast. I almost said East Coast, but yeah, East Coast. So I think the afternoon does this in. And we would love you back on any time because, you know, you are one of the greats. And if I had my way, you would be back on daytime because then we could see you 5 days a week. But not if you go on board and beautiful. We would never see you since it's only a half an hour soap. So, yeah.
I would like to be on Bold and the Beautiful, I just got to say, because every other month, I'll just say this really quick. I'm very lucky because I still do some modeling, and I'm with LA Models here in LA. And I'm like, am I the only male model that hasn't been on that show, people? Could we get me on the show, Christy Dooley? Please. Somebody.
Yeah,
if somebody's, yeah, Nadia, could you make that happen? Could you call somebody?
Yeah, I can try and make that happen for you. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, bring them here to put, you know. But you know, I have not been on Young and Restless. Have you?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you this really quick about Young and the Restless. What's so funny is they keep on bringing me in to read, and I keep on reading, and I keep on getting close, and I keep on getting close. Is I was on the show only once a lifetime ago when Tracy Bregman was buried in the – remember when she was buried alive?
Yes.
I was an extra, and I didn't even want to be an actor at the time. I was like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. And I remember, like, looking at her saying hi. She's now one of my dearest friends. Tracy Bregman and Matt Maitland, and I go hiking with Christian LeBlanc.
Lauren I think Lauren and Michael are not getting enough storylines sometimes, and that makes me mad because I love them together.
And they are the nicest people.
They have that chemistry where from the very beginning, I knew putting Lauren and Michael together was a good thing, even though the fans were surprised when they got together because he was a very bad boy, very Michael bad. But Tracy, Lauren was, you know, kind of bad too, you know, in her own way. But I'm
you know, I think we all play a little bit good and bad. You know, I think. You know, we all have moments of, we all have our moments. Tracy Bregman is amazing. Beth Maitland is amazing. I've known Michelle Stafford, who plays Nina, the original Nina. I've known her for a lifetime. And they're all really just great people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky. I have some really great friends in my world.
Yes, you do. And, you know, once your movie comes out, please come back. We totally want to promote it for you. Right, Nadia?
Yes, of course.
Can I say something that means
awesome.
A lot?
And
I would love to. And let me just say this.
Yeah,
here's what I'm inspired by.
And Nadia
is, you know,
is in charge of the scheduling, not me, which I love. I just can be the host, and I don't. See, this kills me when the show is a perfect arrangement for us because, sometimes I don't remember what day it is because being my apartment so long, she's my little schedule. So, yeah, we would love to have you back anytime.
I would love to come back, and I want to say this about the movie and you guys. Is the movie 86 Melrose Avenue, is I think you can kind of see the thread of my career. I really love with working with, you know, wonderful, talented women. My mom was my hero. And, you know, I believe that with the great women in my life, they make me a better man. And the director of 86 is, like I said, Lily Mata. What I love about being with you guys for this past hour, it's two great women that are just opening up a conversation. And I'm really, you know, I just happen to be a man that is cheating on both of you with you both, and it's out in the open. And, you know, it's, well, that comes off so bad, but you know what I'm saying.
No, yes, we do. And we,
it's true.
I mean, both of us won you back. I mean, so now that Nadia is in charge of the booking and she does whatever I tell, which is kind of almost scary to listen to all my crazy ideas, but she does. But yeah, we won you back because you,
I'm
going
to come back, and when I come back,
me,
I have to make a choice, right?
Yeah. Well, you
do, we have to settle this once
favorite
and for all?
You're going to be our new favorite.
I think you know who you're going to choose.
You know, here's the great thing. Life is full of many choices. And here, I'll just do
that
it right now.
True.
I can't decide. So I'm going to let it just be what it is right now. And when we hang up, you two can fight it out. And just know that both of you have that piece of me that is meant specifically for you.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
going to
be that man that is
I'm
open about my cheating.
You can go because we have a call. Someone wants to pay on this. And I think I know. 516, you're on the air.
Marcos.
Hello.
Marcos.
Yeah. Marcos Papadatos.
Hi, Gregory Zarian.
Hi, Marcos Papadatos.
Hi,
Yasu.
Yasu.
Did you hear my love for you on this at all, or
yeah,
you have to go back and listen?
What inspired me to call in? I'm like, I have to call in now.
Well, you could please, your power journalist, please.
Best of Long Island power journalist.
Who won every category? Can we talk about that?
Full sweep.
Yeah.
You know what? You're a full sweep. I'm just a nominee. And that's okay.
I mean, nominee Gregory Zarian.
Full sweep, Marcos Papadatos. How are you, sir? Are you good?
Good.
I love that. Thank you for introducing me to these lovely ladies. It's
absolutely.
It's daytime after dark. I even threw on a bow tie.
Exactly, it's the keto, that's the Emmy reception.
Well, I had to look nice, so even if I'm by myself, I had to.
Absolutely.
It's part of my charm.
Yes, sir. And congrats on all the supporting actor win for the new one, for the latest thriller, the spy thriller.
86, thank you.
Yeah, 86, yeah.
Thank you, my friend. I love hearing you, and I miss talking to you. We have to catch up this week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
were
Gregory.
Talking about you. How great you are.
I'm nominee Gregory Zarian.
Full sweep, Marcos Papadatos. Doesn't get better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Did
thank
you
all
have a question for Gregory, or did you just want to call and say hi? Oh, you just love
call
this
and say hi. There's nothing that I haven't asked him in life, so he knows all my questions.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
He kind of Do either of you have any more questions?
No, I mean, just you're 6 feet tall, which I think is very tall. I mean, okay, I got that off of imp.com. I don't know if they are right saying you're 6 feet, but according to them, you're 6 feet, so that's really, really tall.
I'm 6 feet with really dark brown hair, a little bit of gray on the sides. I have hazel eyes, and I speak Italian and German, and I have 8 tattoos. How's that?
Wow.
Awesome, and please come on whenever you can, because
I appreciate
Robbie
that.
And I will really love you back on.
Yes. I would love to join both
love
of you.
It.
And again, if Marcos, if you're still there, thank you so much for the introduction. This was,
this
was a lot of fun.
And Marcos hung up on us. Well,
Kip, you know what they say about those Greeks? Yeah,
okay,
I think we need to call him back and talk to him about phone etiquette.
Okay,
yes, we do.
Time.
Maybe he had another interview. That's probably why.
Or maybe he had to win another award. But hey, let me do one shameless plug really quick, because I have 1 minute left. Is there's a movie I did with Rumor Willis. You know Rumor Willis. She won Dance with the Stars. She won the Masked Singer this year. She's everywhere and anywhere. It's a movie that I did a couple years ago that just is now streaming on Amazon Prime called Woman on the Edge. It is a great, great thriller. And
Woman on the Edge, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because somebody was just texting me as I was sitting here, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm seeing you on Woman on the Edge. Yeah, it's a great thriller. And it stars Rumor Willis, Jeffrey Patterson, great actress Christina De La Rosa, Michael Ciro, and me. I play her boss, and it was super fun. And, of course, The Family Business streaming on BET+.
Oh, that would be cool.
So what,
ladies, thank you for having me. Say it again?
What was the name of the movie on Amazon again? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Woman on the Edge. You know, I think
since
we're having this new Twitter relationship, I think it's all throughout my Twitter feed. And then, another show that I'm really proud of, The Family Business on BET+. We are filming our third season, and it is the Duncan family. And basically, the Duncan family is all about family. And nobody messes with family. And it's with, Academy Award nominee and from Ghostbusters, Ernie Hudson, Broadway royalty, Valerie Pettiford, Tammy Roman. Errington Foster, Javicia. She's now the new Batwoman. KJ Smith, some really, really, really great people, and I get to be part of this family. It's the same people that produced Woman on the Edge. When you get to work with really great people, you create this family, and what's great about Tridestin is it's family bringing back family. And when you get to play with people that you love, it's awesome.
Awesome.
Exactly.
I'm excited to watch it now.
I just looked on Prime and it is there. So, please come back anytime.
I will. And again, it's a pleasure to be in the presence of you two awesome women. And thank you for inviting me into your world.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Be safe out there. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Socially distance. Say thank you and please, and let's all just be a little bit more kind to each other. It makes a big difference.
Exactly. Yep.
And together we're all
hugging
right now.
Yes, virtually hugging. Yep.
We are.
Exactly.
And what were you going to say,
Natalie?
And
then we'll continue. And we'll continue our Twitter relationship too.
Okay, can I tell you, and people like us. We get lots of retweets. We get lots of comments.
I couldn't believe it.
Let's start it. I was super happy. I'm like, yay.
Me too. That's what I said too. I was like, yes.
Yay. Glad somebody likes us, right? it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Big hug, and I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Take care. Big
hug.
Take
care.
Bye.
Big hug. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. So we will let the boys on.
You're so funny, Carly.
Okay. Okay, fine. Things just come out of my mouth and I can't stop it. Okay. This is really bad.
He liked it, so.
Okay. Yeah, thank God. And I really thought I screwed up his name and I was going to kick myself online, but he was okay with that, so now I'm happy. So who do we have for tomorrow, Nadia?
All right, so for tomorrow we have Maysoon Saeed. She'll be on our show tomorrow. And we also have Marianne Alda. She'll also be on our show tomorrow night.
Okay, so also tomorrow is at noon my time, right?
Yes, let me, I have to look at the time.
yes, noon. Marianne Alda, that time, 5 to 8.
I have to look at the schedule because we have so much.
Cover your time, Green.
We
have Maysoon at noon, West Coast time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. And then we have Marianne Alda at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
So we will talk more tomorrow because if we lose our vocal cords, me and Nadia, then the boys will host the show, and I don't think that would be good for our ratings. So, and I just want to remind everyone that wear your mask and just remember to go get vaccinated. And when you do, just don't get on the arm that you write with. That's all I'm going to say. So, yeah, but we will be back tomorrow night. And tomorrow afternoon.
No, tomorrow
afternoon. Okay, night, guys.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Good
night. Bye. Bye.